So to end our show, as many of you know, we always do a segment called Sabiduría, which means words of wisdom. And for today's show, we're going to bring back our producer, Marlon Bishop, to tell us a little bit more about what he took away from his recent reporting trip to Honduras. First of all, what was it like for you to meet young migrants like the brothers that we just heard about?
Well, for one thing, they were such teenagers. And, you know, they were so concerned with normal teenage things, you know, how good their pictures looked on Facebook, the crushes at school, except they had this other burden that teenagers in the U.S. don't have, which is that they need to flee their country because their lives are in danger. And that was kind of hard to take in a way. I think kind of the main thing I took away from talking to all the migrants that I met in Honduras is that immigration isn't something shameful or secret or anything like that in Honduras. It's just a normal part of every single family's life. And given what people are facing, taking the decision to leave is really the most natural thing in the world.
All right. So with those numbers of people leaving, how do you figure, Marlon, that things can actually get better in Honduras?
I think things can get better in Honduras, but I think it's going to take a lot of work. People have lost faith in their government in a big way and lost faith that they can deliver things like ending the extortion business and reducing gangs. But I'm given hope by the people that I met there who are really working on a grassroots level to try to improve the situation. I think there's a lot of people who desperately want Honduras to be better. People don't want to leave their country. People don't want to leave Honduras and leave their families and the food they like and the beautiful country they live in and take this really dangerous trip to the United States. And if they didn't have to, they wouldn't, you know?
It's a matter, I mean, for many of them, literally a decision about life and death. But thanks so much for all of your reporting, Marlon, and for really connecting with Honduras. It helps us as listeners connect to the country too. Thanks so much, Marlon.
Thanks, Maria.